כבוד יש לי סמי קדוש עצו עקי ולכו אז ארון אחיכו, but we also learned this week's parashat Achshivos of the Kehanim. ועתו עקו ולכו אז ארון אחיכו, אז בוא נביא את המיטוב בני זה לכאן או אלי. לשביכן או אלי, לשביכוי הכהנים לפני מי. ושם כהן is a priest in English, but it's a Achshivos. They have the avodah space HaMikdash. And how is it expressed? That they're cool. In what way is the Torah expressed? And what was the Torah show, bring out that these people, this group of individuals, should be elevated amongst Klal Yisrael? The Kehanim with the highest sect of Klal Yisrael, the ones who serve in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shevet that represent, the Shevet of Kehuna, that we know that they're entitled to certain gifts. They're entitled to Chshivas, Kohen, Oitel Rish, the Mishnah said, he's the one who's Mechavadim, the Beis HaMedrash. But in the Torah, right, he gets the first Aliyah, and says the Gemara says also he's supposed to Mechavadim if there's a portion. But in the Torah, HaKdoisha, well, how does the Torah express it? The Osisa, Big Day Kodesh, La'aron, Ochicha, Lechovoy, Luciferus. As the Ramban said, she nichbad umufur bilmalbushim nichbad umufayorim. The way we're supposed to show our chashivas for the kihanim is nichbad umufayorim. She should nichbad umufur bilmalbushim nichbad umufayorim. She should have beautiful clothes. She should wear different clothes. Clothes that represent his chashivas. Rechayim takeyeh esorach l'daz ma'i kavonis Hashem barom l'chovud l'sifores ach shavudiyah ma'aseyim v'ifneyen. They have great, what they're doing is v'im lo'odiyah shebegonim el yesh b'lehem la'an kovud v'tzmeh ma'i yetzalon mizeh. They have kovud from the begonim, what are we getting from that? For the Rechayim HaKos goes on to explain the chashiv is the Ramazim of the Begadim, the chashiv is the Begadim itself bring out. We have to understand the chashiv is of the Begadim they're given to the Kehanim. Right, we have to understand the Geya Parash Zohar. Zohar is Asher Asodach HaMolek Adera B'tzeitchum B'mitzvayim Asher Korach HaMaderech V'izanem B'chokho Nechshumach Reha V'atohoyef Yageh V'loyor Adekim. Oye baniach, milchamas l'Hashem midor dor. Hashem wants to make a milchama against Amalek. It's not enough that we have to just make a milchama, we have to win them out. The sibur of Amalek is to wipe out, as Rashi brings down, the oilel, the adyonik, to wipe out the children, the babies, even animals. We have to wipe out any mention of this world of Amalek. And the mitzvah is a mitzvah of doiros. Today we don't know who Amalek is, so it's hard to mekayim it. We have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzura of Yid is going to chasodim by shonim. Our tev is not to be fighters. Never forget that's the tev of Esav. We don't usually take on this format. And here, Melchama, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to add some Melchama against Amalek. What's the Yisoid of the Melchama Amalek, Rabbi Yisai? And how is it applied with Maneinu? The Koyach of Amalek, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to wipe them out completely. What's its yisoid? And what's the yisoid of Amalek be'etzma, boysa? Who is Amalek? What is their koyach? By the priest, but a different mahalach maybe. We see that Amalek Taka attacks the Bris Milah. It says they cut off the Bris Milahs of Klal Yisrael. They zorkan klapi Milo. What's the intention in that? What is Amalek after? And why is it called a Mechaz Lashem? What was Amalek's? Was Amalek's attack Klal Yisrael? Obviously, Klal Yisrael is the nation of Hashem. What's the point over here that's called Mechaz Lashem? Midor Adon Hashem says, my kis is not Shalim. I can't build the base of Migdash. V'hoyo baniyah Hashem yikol v'yom yisoviv. V'hoyot Hashem v'kan lo yisim noch. Tim chazeich ha-mitachas ha-shamoyim lo yisishkoch. Never forget it. What's the Yisrael of Mechaz Lashem? There's another Indian we want to be Masbir Be'etzem, the Yisoid of Purim. Purim, we know, started the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis and Aleph says, Shalu Talmidav is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Talmidav of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked him an important question. Why were they Chayv Kloya in that generation? Why were they Chayv destruction? So he said, Imru Atem, you should say, so they said, "Bnei Nation, they have enough of Mitzvus HaChashverosh." That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Okay, that was in Shushan." So the Ma'aser that was in Shushan, but what about the whole Klal Yisrael? So he says they mishtachem of the Tzelem. They bowed to the Tzelem of the Nebuchadnezzar. So they only did lefnim; they didn't really intend it. Therefore, Hashem only did lefnim, says the Gemara. But the Ma'aser. The Ikik Zera, according to the Mepharshim, explained that in Shushan, the Svara still remained. That's why Shushan had its own day. They were Nenem Yisus HaChashverosh. Nimsa Be'etim, Shushan was Nitva. Shushan was Nitva from HaKadosh Baruch because they were Nenem Yisus HaChashverosh. And the rest of the world, because they were Shtach of Etzelem, Bimei and Muchanetzah. You saw it, Rabbi Yisai. So I want to say over is a very, very deep of word for us to know. It's the sort of everything of who we are. The cash is obvious. What was the chesaron factor of Yahil? If Leib Chasman asked, what was the chesaron shenenem Yisud HaSachashverish? They were nitfa because they had anor from the Suda of HaSachashverish. So Levisa, there are Mepharshim that learned that there was Achilles Trefus over there, the Mashor brings, and the Zoya singer like that, or Medrash like that, that the eight Harfis over there. But according to the Bible, it's very fair to say that, because the Gemara says, La'aso is kirtzon ish v'ish, La'aso is kirtzon ihu's ish v'ish, Mordechai v'homon, Shehoi, they were the bartenders. So says Rashi in the Gemara of Yud Gimel. They were the bartenders, they were the ones who served, they were the ones who gave out the drinks. It's very straight to say that Mordechai, even though he was telling them not to go, but eventually, Levi's thoughts, he went, and he wanted to make sure that they didn't be nichshal on anything. Mordechai was there at the Suda, so says Rashi. So it couldn't be the chesaron, an enemy to his friend. So what was the chesaron? What was the chesaron? The Yisod wasn't that they ate tarfis, because then it won't be Shishanan and Yisus HaChashverosh. It should have said, because they ate Achilas Macholas Asuras, that should have been the Chisod. Zok Deshanan and Yisus HaChashverosh, Zok Deh Gavaldi Gavort. What happened at that Suda? Vikelim, Vikelim, Shoinim. Say Chazal, Mishunim, Iboile. What Shoinim? So after Gemara, these were the stuff he was Nikshah on the Aveir that there were other people, he took out the Kelim from the Beis HaMikdash. He took out the Kelim from the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's Merum and Shoinim, it's Lashon Shniyim, Gemara says, in Chagiga, Seif Chagiga, Kol HaKelim, it's Shniyim and Shlishim. He took out the Kelim from the Beis HaMikdash. And he paraded with the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. He took out the big day, says Achashverosh, put on the big day kahuna. And he paraded with them in front of Klal Yisrael. Picture the scene of Baisak. The guy has his long Frankfurter, Hebrew national, of course, kosher. They have to answer to a higher authority. Kosher Hebrew national, that's a hot dog. He just went over to the stand. He went over to the waiter at the shmorg before the dinner. You know, it was 180 days. They had a big shmorg. At the shmorg, he got a nice frank and a jacket. And there he is, he put some good mustard, Gulden's mustard on it, squirted it all over the frank, sauerkraut all over. And there he is at the suda from Achashverosh, about to take a big bite of that thing and all have all the mustard drip all over the side of his face. There's a big Frank. There's a cup of Coke. He's walking around with a cup of Coke. And he has that Coke. And his Frank. And he's waiting for them to bring around, you know, the guy with the pastrami, to cut a piece of pastrami at the pastrami stand. And there he is waiting. And all of a sudden, there's a commotion going on in the hall. What's going on? So someone just said, oh, Achashverosh is bringing out some things for people to see. He wants to show his vast wealth. All of a sudden, there's Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash parading inside. The sauerkraut's coming out of his mouth, all over down, dripping down on his nose, all over him. There's mustard all over. He got on his nose, he put too much mustard on. And he said, where is the strong? I gotta see this. Frederick Blake Hassan, it's shot to have a no. You see the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash are parading in front of you. It's shayach to have a noah. It's shayach to be never. It's shayach to eat or drink. The Gemara says in both Basra, we shouldn't eat any more meat or drink wine. What can we do? Anytime. But you see the Kalim for the Beis HaMikdash in the hand of a Russian Marusha. You see him parading. You see him wearing the big day kahuna. The Chavad was supposed to give it to the holiest person here, a Meshukah, it's a Rosh Gomor. He's walking around parading in the clothes. You can eat. You can have a Noah. How's it Shaykh? Shenena Misuras Achashverosh meant Lafi Wawetai, that was not Shaykh to have a Noah. It's not a Chasson because it was Tarfus. It was kosher. It had all the stamps of every badatz, the Persian badatz. Persian, the whole Bezdin of Persia had a stamp on it. But at the end of the day, how could you eat? How could you sit by and watch it? It must be that you've cooled off your whole feeling of what it means, the chshivas of Yid, of the chshivas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chshivas of Koyanim, the chshivas of Klal Yisrael. Wasn't just the Hanor. It represented that Klal Yisrael had lost their value system. But not only their value system of the good God, they bought the values of who they are. They forgot who they were. They forgot the chashivas. And this was the makor. This was the makor for Amalek to come in now. Because of Ada, it started with Achashverosh's party. But the Gzeirah came about through Haman was Asher Karo, Ben Benoy Shel Karo, Asher Korach HaBadarach. And the Yisoid of a Shekola Mederech. The Yisoid of a Molech. The Koyach of a Molech. Is the Mevato of the Chashivas of Klal Yisrael. To Mevato even one of the Chashivas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Lomai. Not to be machshiv it. To make it into laughing laughter. That the whole world feared. Shavu Amin Yirgazun. Chil Ochaz Yerush Riploshes. Oz Nivadu Afei Adoim. Even the Goyim. Even every single person in the world. If they heard about the Maimed. The Maimed of Kriyas Yamsuf. The whole world realized and saw the Yad Hashem. Not everybody made the move. That was Yisroi. But they were in fear, they were in pachad. The world now had come to a realization that the Yibayi Yishlom is the Melech HaOilom. They realized the Chashivas in the true essence of what the Chashivas is, that there's Yibayi HaOilom who's in charge of the Bria and who chose Klal Yisrael as the nation, the Am HaNivchor. And they're the most Chashiv nation where they were chosen from HaKadosh Baruch to be Bnei B'chor Yisrael. And I'm going to do the tremendous miracles for them that were never imagined. That the whole world saw the Yamsuf split and the food that was given to them took the Yamsuf and everything that was going on. Every Nisim upon Nisim, the Gimel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The world was mesmerized. By the reality of the world, that there's a Bairi Oilam, a Bairi Umanhig to the world. There's a Baal Habira. And never in the history of the world was such a revelation. And the world now was totally in a matzah of Yireh from HaKadosh Baruch, which is supposed to be. We're supposed to fear HaKadosh, even the Goyim is supposed to fear HaKadosh Baruch. That came along one nation. As right as she says, Ashakorcha, they cooled it down. They made a joke out of it. They made a shtigalitzonis of the whole thing. They attacked Klal Yisrael. Who they attacked? The weak ones. The ones that the Pesach, but now the whole world, if they could do it, so we could do it. It's not so posh it now. They attacked them. They were able to attack them. They took the best meals, they threw it, they said, Kodesh Baruch, we don't want you in this world. We want to keep the world in a matzah of not realizing that there's nobody, there's no one in charge. You can do what you want, it's Hefkeris. They wanted to create an Ichashivas in the world. When Kodesh Baruch Hu had a re-stempel, that he is the Bayer Manik, that Klai Yisrael's Choshev, that the whole world is the vehicle for his revelation, for what he does, and that Klal Yisrael is the nation that brings it about in the highest form by doing his ratzon. They were there to make a laughing stock out of it. They were there to create ichashivas, to take away the chashivas of Klal Yisrael, to take away the chashivas of the Bari Olam and the Bria. Let's connect it. The whole tachlis of Bria Rabbeisai. And when Klal Yisrael sat by the Sudas Achashverosh, he doesn't bring this to the Oyam, just and they sat, they were Nenem Yisrael Achashverosh, he took out the Kalim, and what was his purpose in the Kalim? That anybody could wear the Kalim. You don't have to be Chodjev, you don't have to be a Kohen Gadol. We Goyim could also wear the Kalim, take them out. Klal Yisrael sat there eating their frankfurters. A little ketchup. Let me get my spectacles on. I don't see well. Is that the menorah? Mabosur. Couldn't happen. You had second base of Midrash. Is that the shulchan? Shulchan asher neis ro chibaschem lefnei amokom zog tomorrow chagiga chibaschem kikziluko kach siduroi. That's the lechem upon him. That's the menorah. That's the Mizbeach, and they're carrying it around. They're parading with the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash. What should have happened, they should have been stunned. The Frankfurter should have fell down to the ground, right on their nice Aldo's shoes and stained the shoe. That's what it should have happened. They should have ran out of there like crazy, or at least in mind. They couldn't show there because they were nervous about Hashem, but stood there in shock. They should have realized who they are. And Be'etzim, it ties into the Avodah Zarah. Because the Chor of the two Avodahs have no Shaychus. But they do have a big Shaychus. And Ishtachav will tell them. Someone who bows to an Avodah Zarah shows that he also obviously shows in a high form that he's not Machshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you bow to Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is the late Tzonis. And Avodah Zarah is trying to show that there's another power in the world besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is that that's the late Tzonis? That's a mockery of the Bria. And he's trying to show it by serving some. So that's why Kol Etenusa is also chutz from Leitzonis from Avodah Zarah. But he's allowed to make fun of Avodah Zarah. Because the whole Metzias of Avodah Zarah is Leitzonis. It's a joke. But the joke has a point. There's no Bari Olam. There's no Chashivas to a Bari Olam. There's other things in the Bria that can control things. Chas v'shalom. So Mordechai lo yichrev lo yishtachav. He's not bowing. Mordechai is not bowing. Mordechai is not going to bow. Mordechai is the antidote to Haman. He won't bow to Haman. He won't show the chashivas for Haman, for Amalek. Because that is not what's chashiv in the world. What's chashiv is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is chashiv. Klal Yisrael is the metzias of what's supposed to be the apex, the highest being in the world. As the Kuzri says, the different madrigas of beings, we spoke, there's the Doimeim, Tzomeach, Balchai, Medaber, and then there's Yisrael, with the Chelek Elokam Imah. And in Yisrael, you have Koyahane, which is Chashivas, Rabbi Yisrael. The big day Kuhuna, are there to be boiled the Chashivas, to show the Chashivas of the Zach. The Gemara says that a person causes begotten mechavdai, they're the ones that give you COVID. A person, the status symbols are to what clothes he wears. The more chashiv the person is, the more chashiv the clothes are there that he puts on. That's supposed to be part of the chashivas of a mensch. There's a different shmooze, but that's the taka today, it's a pella. People forget, the Ben Torah is supposed to walk around with a chashiv a beged. He's supposed to walk around different and unique. Why do I have to wear it? Because you're more chashiv. And when a person is more chashiv, the way that's shown is through his begadim. Because begadim are mechaber the person. A president, a king wears special begadim to be bothered that he is unique, he's special. He walks around in a certain way that shows he's chashiv. A ben Torah, a yid, has to know his chashiv. The core of a Molech, and which is inside each and every one of us, which in this generation we have it also, Boisai, is the core that we walk around with the feeling that we're not choshev enough. We walk around with the feeling, oh, I'm not as good, I'm not as special. That's core of a Molech. And the etzim, I wanted to teach that comes from the etzim mechus, Boisai, because a Molech came from Timnah. Timnah was rejected from Klal Yisrael, if we know. Timnah was rejected from Klal Yisrael. She came to join Avraham Avinu, she was rejected. Who did she went? She went with Eliphaz. And Eliphaz, the grandson, Eliphaz ibn Esav, from him came Amalek. He saw it so emes, Abayithai. Then Metzias was rejection, which is Ich Hashivus. So maybe they went on a goal. Their goal in life was to bring Ich Hashivas to the world. To anything that has Hashivas. Their goal, their theme, their mission was to make Ich Hashivas. Something that's really, truly Chashuv. Let's make it Ich Hashuv. Let's make it a mockery from it. Let's take that Yod Chazoka of Yisroel Netuya that the world is shaking from, the world's excited about, the world can be changed now. The spirit of the world is a different world now. They said after the 67 war in Eretz Yisrael, the Volbe speaks about his form, from the miracle that they saw, they saw many miracles. And he said the Ruach in Eretz Yisrael then was an unbelievable. Volbe said that he just wanted to go around and speak all over and get. And who didn't want to do tshuva, Rabbi said, in those times? It was unbelievable. The spirit was mamish unbelievable. They saw a Kaddish Baruch Hu. They saw it wasn't shaykh. Soldiers and people saw mamish miracles upon miracles. They had no way out. They were surrounded by thousands of Arabs, three tanks, and boom, they knocked out everybody. And everything was going 6 days. You don't understand, Rabbi said, we don't understand what it means, 6 days. I'm not going into the shaylas. It was, but Lamaisa, everybody's mother, there was Nisim Gdolim. And it was a spirit that everybody saw Nisim, so we have to do something about it. But then the heretics came out, started making fun, and this, and jokes, and this, and slowly it cooled off. That's the Koach of Malach, Rabbi's son. A person learns Torah. A person finishes a Masechta. He's Zercha to finish a Masechta of Shas, a Chelek of Shas. The Gemara says, Abaye says, tastily. This should be my schar. Tastily, said Abaye. Tastily, this should be my reward. That when a Superman bottom makes a siyum, when he finishes a masechta, I make a suras mitzvah. Abaye said, it's unbelievable that Rashi, Rosh Hashiva, that for this he should be zochah to his schar and onam haba. For this thing, that when a Superman bottom makes a siyum, finish the Masechta and I make a Suda's Mitzvah. Abai has no other thing. The Hilika Abai, Rabbi said, that's his reward. And the vice dois. That Abai could teach the Masechta. And Abai could help them learn the Masechta. But if Abai, if they walk away from the Masechta without reading the Chashivos, or what it means to finish the Masechta, no Torah. What it means to be a Talmid Chacham. What it means to be somebody who's learning and understands and knows Torah. Who's finished and went through a Masechta and has the ideas of the Masechta and has been able to acquire the knowledge of the Masechta. If he's not going to walk away feeling that he's mamish chosher for that. So it's missing very deeply in the Limud Shabbat. The Gemara zokt in Megillah Daf Gimel, cover that Torah Adif or limud that Torah Adif. Zokt the Gemara, cover that Torah is Adif. I always wanted to say, Pshat, why is cover that Torah greater than limud that Torah? The Gemara says cover that Torah is greater than limud that Torah because cover that Torah is maybe the day limud. If a person values the chashivas of something, of Torah, he understands what it means to mechaber the Talmid Chacham. He understands what it means that. That when a Talmid Chacham walks in, there's a walking Sefer Torah. And the greatest yesod in life is to be mechaber to Torah. So he wants to learn Torah. He wants to be part of it. He wants to take part in it. But he's mezalzel. He doesn't think it's so chashiv. So I learned to myself. So I learned, spent the whole 5 months learning Torah. So what? And you have the janitor who swept the floors for 5 months. He did his thing and I did my thing. If a person doesn't realize he did one of the most chashuv things, he did the most chashuv thing in the world. He just spent 5 months of doing the most chashuv thing that shayach in the Welt. That it's not only a chesaron, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a molek. This is a molek! A molek's koyach is a shekoch of a derech. To take away the chashivas of Klal Yisrael. To take away our uniqueness, our godless. That's the koach of a molek. And this generation, people who have low self-esteem, I don't feel good about myself, I don't feel so happy, Rebbe. Maybe I'll drink some arak, that'll get me happy. You're not happy. You just did the most incredible thing in the world. You spent time in the Beis Medrash. You learned that Kodesh Baruch Torah. You acquired knowledge in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Das. You not only did that, you had an encounter with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What Torah is, it's an encounter with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They didn't learn it the proper way. You just stood by with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tzitzit Chagiga Tezvav. What was Tchilasa Shel Acher? Zot Tzitzit, what happened to Acher? Many of the Tzitzit boys, if you know one Tzitzit Chagiga, know this Tzitzit. Tzitzit said, and many of the Gezach. Zog the Gemara, Toiv, Achris Dover Shutoy Menishisoy, Ubey Abba Maisa, Avuya, Avi Abba, Midori Yerushalayim, the father of Acher, was from Dover Yerushalayim, Ubi Yoyim Shibor Mahume, Kor Lachov Dover Yerushalayim, the day of Acher's Bris, he called all the Dover Yerushalayim to come, Vayishiva Mavayis Echot, and he put them in one house. Ulu Rebbe Lozo, Ulu Rebbe Yeshua, the Mokom Acher. Lozo Yeshua, he put them in Mokom Acher. Everybody was eating and drinking, and the Ochlo Shas and Shon, the Patrick and Lacked, and everybody was eating and drinking, singing, Simin Tov, Malotov, 50 times, Simin Tov, Malotov. Omer da Adda, Omer Askin, did it who? No, they don't dare be Osi and Dennis, Mesamer, the situation, but let's take care of what we have to take care of. Yoshku, Vinis Asku, be different Tayyar, Lozo Yeshua, learning Tayyar. Yoldo Eish Min HaShomayim V'Kifo Oison came in Eish Min HaShomayim and surrounded them. Amalon Avua Abba Gavim Abbasim L'Soif Beisi. What, he came to burn my house? What's going on? A real fire came down. Not, you know, imitation. Magic, look, man, no hands. A magic trick. No, it wasn't a magic trick. A fire came down and HaShomayim was surrounding them. Amalon Chatz V'Sholom El Yoshvin Ayinu V'Choyzvin Divei Teira Chazara Baisa, different shvuz. We were chazing over Chagige. The Teira of Nevi'im, they went over the whole Teira to Nevi'im, Nevi'im L'Ksuvim. V'ayetvorem Smeichim K'nesinosim Yisinai. Lo'y Be'esh Nidnu! Doesn't it come down Be'esh Be'esh? Unbelievable Zachar Baisa. Lo'y Be'esh Nidnu! So the Amuri the Gezach, the Beforshim bring down Amuri the Gezach. That if a person learns Torah the right way, the laws of Yeshua learned it in the Tzura that has to be learned, they were Zoycho to Maim and Hazina Mamish. Loi Be'esh Nitnu, the Esh from Maim and Hazina came down. The Shmuel Rizovsky in Soif Makas says, you can look it up, at the end it says, and they bring it down in his Seif HaMakas. It's not only to give to the Esh. State in Baj Dvon Vaschanan Ato Arei Salodas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid Mevagot that at Maim and Hasinai we opened our Hashem opened up the heavens we saw Hashem Ponim Al Ponim Kavi Yochum the Amuna was on Ein Oid Mevagot there was a Matrek of Ein Oid Mevagot Zok Teh Hazoivi if a person will learn Torah in the right Lichtik Esura if we get in there and learn Torah in the right way you'll be zircho ta'ato v'reiso da'as ki einu ki Hashemu ein oid mufada to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamash. I have a problem with Amuna, Rebbe. Learn Torah in the right way. You won't have any problems with Amuna. A person learns Torah in the right way to be zircho to see ata reiso da'as of Hashem Shmuel. Because the mitzias of Torah is that we attach ourselves back to Maim Rav Sinai. So if the Gemara in Brachos Chof Beis be'eimo uv'yiro b'reses uv'zeyo a person has to learn Torah with a certain type of sincerity. Why? Azoi v'sinai. And the Gemara Zokter Ben Chaim V'Losh on the Mishnah. There's the 48 ways be'ema b'reses because you're learning with the Yibayim Rishlam's there. We once said Pshat. There's a Mishnah in Avos. Perek Beis. Da lifnei mi ato loimed. Not everybody has a season. Da lifnei mi ato loimed. That's here. That's a song coming out. Da'alaf ne'miyat ha'loimed, says Chazal. Losh la'mishta. Zokrof ha'im v'loshin. Ki ba'oysa rega. When a person is learning Torah, Kodesh Baruch himself comes down by the shtenda. He's right there. Da'alaf ne'miyat ha'loimed. That means that when a person is learning Torah, it's an encounter with Kodesh Baruch. Can there be any greater thing on earth? The greatest thing on earth? I don't know, it's Machlok, it's me and Barnum Bailey. The greatest thing on earth, sitting at a shtender with a Gemara. You just had that for 5-6 months. you shouldn't walk away with the greatest feeling in the world. And you're going to come back. And what are you going to feel like? Oh, so I spent, you know, so when are you getting on with life? What are you doing with you further in your life? Like what you did till now had no chashivas. I'm awake! Don't tell it to the Baal Bas who says it. He won't give a donation to yeshiva. Asher korcho baderech. Korcho, he cooled off the chashivas. Anytime he cooled off the chashivas, is korcho baderech zamalik abaisa. Every single bacha has to see, who went through his man with his shyness, with the difficulties, and sometimes fell. But he walked away from his man with a mesetta chagiga. And even if it wasn't a whole mesetta, he got prokim, but he worked away and he battled and he came to the base. Imagine he was successful for different days. Has to walk away with the feeling that he's a god all of a sudden. He's a god. He has to walk away with the feeling that this is Klai, the goddess of Klai Yisrael. And all the feelings inside, but I'm like this, and I'm not like this, but I don't know how to learn fully yet. That's all I'm all like trying to evolve with yachashivas. I thought you have to strive for more. I thought you have to strive, but if you don't realize our accomplishments, if you don't take time out, and that's what the seam is all about tomorrow. That's really from my drasha, but the seam, that's what the seam is all about, a seam, a shura seam is a maimed of kovet ha-toyra. To give chashivas to what toyra is, Rabbi. That's what we're going to be doing tomorrow night. We get up there and dance and go crazy for not just time, it's pretty, come on everybody. It gets shicker like I'm a sugar. That's not the purpose of tomorrow night, Rabbi Yisrael. See how many schnapps glasses we can finish you off. No one holds from that. You need a little bit of wine to get you going, but to realize that the culmination of this man and finishing the tail having the sechta under your wing, some people two mesechtas, we finish sukkah, walking away with two mesechtas of shaz under your arm. That's you walk away, that's you stand and you jump and you dance because you've had the greatest experience on earth. And you want more of that experience. And you want to become even a greater Talmud Chacham. And you want to be getting even more of an encounter with the Kodesh, but deeper and deeper and more of an understanding and more of a knowledge and greater Torah. That's what it's all about, boys. And therefore at the scene we say Hadron Allah now. Now we understand what we're doing Hadron Allah. If to be able to finish, you want to just go back for more. I want some more of that. I want some more of that. I want the opportunity to spend Ben Azman learning some of that stuff. Not just eating my mother's apple strudel. But learning more of that stuff, gaining more knowledge, finishing more mesechtes, and realizing that this is the greatest thing we could be doing for the whole world and for ourselves. That's all you have to walk away from this man. And that's why it could be very well that's what Hashem wants to, why it works out that way. The last thing, but that cloud saves man. Yeshivas go on a little longer, but Pasha Zachar Abbasai. Remember Amalek today, it's not Nogeya, we don't know who they are, it's very Nogeya. We know very well who we are. They're right inside of us, those feelings all the time. I'm not so choshev, you're Ben Torah. You're learning Torah. Oh, but yeah, I'm not making money, I'm not doing... I'm awake. Kaiser wasn't going out to make money. They're going to Eretz to get the Torah. They're going to cobble the Torah. All the other nations were busy with who knows what. They came and cooled them off. Who are you? What are you so hush of? What's hush about you? We're going to get the Torah. We're on the way to get the Torah. I'm awake. Cooled it off. You're not hush of. Don't think so high of yourself. Milchomo, Hashem, Amolek, Midor, Dor, I want any, no trace of them. Because I'm about to own my own Rotzen. My Rotzen is that Klal Yisrael is the most Choshev. My Rotzen is that Torah is the most Choshev. And anybody who gets in the way of that is the Koyach of Amolek. And they have to be obliterated from the earth. Physically. And inside each and every one of us. All those feelings of non, or I could be doing this, I could be doing that. Those is Amalek of Pesach. Should be Zoicha. Ve'ega Hashem, this week, we sing Zohar as Hashem Asalach Amalek, to realize what Amalek really did with Pesach. Because they impregnated the whole world with this Koyach. That Klai Yisrael's Chashivas is not to be Masha. to realize Zohar is meant to have that true hate and to obliterate it, eradicate it from ourselves itself. And maybe we'll be Mekayim the Inav HaMolech in that way. Maybe we'll be Makshiv ourselves as B'nai Torah. Maybe we'll Makshiv the Torah in a different, we'll look on the Torah in a different light. We'll look at Klal Yisrael in a different light. And with a different appreciation of the Bari Yoylo himself. Shizuchu Be'ez HaShem. The mitzvah of Amalek is at the time of Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei is not Sholem, until Amalek is eradicated. We're not going to be able to realize the Emes HaChashivus, the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Amalek who represents the Ich HaShivus is eradicated from the world of Boisai. Shizuchu to eradicate the Amalek from us. Shizuchu to be in Bayis HaShlishim. Thank you.